Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into The Power of Showing Up, a transformative guide that underscores the profound impact of being fully present in the lives of children. Authored by Daniel J. Siegel, a renowned child psychiatrist and clinical professor of psychiatry at UCLA's School of Medicine, alongside Tina Payne Bryson, a respected psychotherapist and founder of the Center for Connection. This book offers invaluable insights into building secure and resilient relationships with children. Drawing on their extensive experience and expertise, Siegel and Bryson illustrate how showing up, being emotionally and physically present, creates the foundation for children to thrive. Their approach encompasses providing a safe haven for children to explore from, being a secure base for them to return to, and guiding them in navigating life's challenges. By establishing such bonds, children can develop a sense of security and confidence that propels them forward into the world. The Power of Showing Up is more than a parenting book. It's a compelling read for hands-on parents eager to foster a deep connection with their children, teachers and caregivers seeking to offer better support, and students and educators in the field of child psychology looking to deepen their understanding of child development. Siegel and Bryson's combined credentials, including Siegel's best-selling book Brainstorm and their New York Times bestsellers The Whole Brain Child and No Drama Discipline, affirm the authoritative and accessible nature of their guidance. Join us as we explore the essential role of showing up in children's lives, offering them the confidence and security they need to flourish. Whether you are a parent, educator, or caregiver, the power of showing up is an essential resource for anyone committed to nurturing the well-being and future success of children. The Power of Showing Up: How Parental Presence Shapes Who Our Kids Become and How Their Brains Get Wired. Introduction: Unlock the Secrets to Impactful Presence in a Child's Life. Navigating the intricate journey of parenting or caregiving is akin to embarking on an expedition with no clear map in hand. It's a path brimming with obligations, where one is tasked with not only catering to a child's basic needs, but also equipping them to face a future speckled with uncertainties, intricate relationships, trials, and unavoidable setbacks. This quest becomes even more daunting, considering that many adults themselves may not have been recipients of such comprehensive care and preparation. Through the insights offered, parents and caregivers are invited to explore beyond the traditional confines of physical availability or the provision of materialistic belongings. They're provided with a blueprint, the knowledge and pragmatic steps necessary to foster true connection with children. This guide paves the way for nurturing resilient, self-assured adults who enjoy harmonious relationships, both with themselves and others. Delve into this exploration to uncover the enlightening findings from an experiment involving babies left alone in a room, the silver lining in conflicts between parents and their children, revealing opportunities for mutual growth, the indispensable role of repetition in the art of parenting, embedding lasting lessons and values. Part 1: The Lasting Impact of Childhood Bonds on Adult Life. Did you ever ponder why the dynamics between you and your parents felt distinct compared to your friends and their families? Some friends might have shared a close-knit bond with their parents, while others maintained a distance or perhaps had no relationship at all. These crucial connections begin to take shape from the moment we are born, heavily influenced by the type of care we receive in our early years, extending into childhood. Children who consistently have their needs met by their parents develop what psychologists term a secure attachment. This foundational bond influences not only their childhood, but extends its effects well into adulthood. The significance of secure attachment was highlighted in the 1960s through the Infant Strange Situation Test, devised by developmental psychologist Mary Ainsworth. The experiment scrutinized the reaction of infants when placed in a new environment, either alone, with strangers, or without their caregivers. Ainsworth and her team discovered that infants who received attentive and consistent care from their parents demonstrated secure attachment. When their caregivers left the room, these children expressed mild distress but continued to play, warmly greeting their parents upon their return. Conversely, inconsistent or a complete lack of care and affection leads children to form insecure attachments. This can manifest in various unhealthy behaviors, such as suppressing their needs and emotions, experiencing anxiety regardless of their parents' presence, or harboring fear towards their parents. Children with insecure attachments often carry these adaptive behaviors into adulthood, affecting their ability to forge secure relationships, including those with their own offspring. They might struggle with distrust, find it difficult to connect with others, and thereby find themselves unable to establish a supportive and healthy relationship with their children. On the flip side, children with secure attachments grow up valuing effective communication, managing their emotions well, and understanding both themselves and others better. This equips them with the skills needed to connect effortlessly with their own children. However, a troubled childhood does not doom one to become a subpar parent. Secure attachment skills can be acquired later in life. This journey begins with introspection, potentially aided by therapy, to recognize and address the adverse impacts of one's upbringing. Healing from these experiences lays the groundwork for fostering secure bonds with one's children, breaking the cycle of insecure attachment. Part 2. The key to nurturing a secure bond with your child involves safeguarding their physical and emotional realms. Can you recall an instance where getting a bruise or scrape on the playground was just another part of your day as a child? Those physical injuries, though momentarily painful, healed over time and became distant memories. However, not all childhood experiences fade into obscurity so gently. Some leave indelible marks that continue to impact us well into adulthood. When children face experiences that threaten their sense of safety or subject them to harm, the repercussions extend beyond immediate physical hurt. These adverse situations detrimentally affect their emotional, social, and mental growth, casting long shadows over their health and well-being. This correlation was starkly highlighted in the Adverse Childhood Experiences Study, conducted between 1995 and 1997 by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention together with Kaiser Permanente, surveying over 15,000 participants about their childhood experiences, including emotional and physical abuse, neglect, and exposure to dysfunctional family dynamics. The study uncovered a disturbing trend. Those who had faced such adversities in their youth showed more difficulty in forming relationships, coping with stress, and encountered numerous health challenges and a diminished lifespan in comparison to their counterparts who had not endured such hardships. Thus, shielding children from both physical harm and emotional traumas is not merely about protecting their present state, but is intrinsically linked to their overall development and future well-being. Regrettably, there are instances when parents themselves inadvertently become sources of their child's distress. Aggressive behaviors, whether verbal, physical, or even subtly conveyed through body language and facial expressions, can instill a sense of fear and insecurity in children. While moments of frustration are a natural aspect of parenting, it is crucial to remain vigilant about our emotional responses and strive to manage our anger. One practical technique is to engage in breathing exercises to foster calmness during tense situations. However, it's important to acknowledge that even the most composed individuals can sometimes lose their temper. After all, to err is human. In such moments, rebuilding the sense of safety for our child by offering a sincere apology and dedicating quality time to mend the relationship becomes paramount. This process also imparts a valuable life lesson. Relationships may face turbulence, but there is always room for reconciliation and healing. Ensuring safety for our children also involves fostering an environment of open communication. By being a receptive and understanding confidant to our children, whether they're facing bullying at school or dealing with familial conflicts, we reinforce the notion that they can always find solace and security within our bond. Part 3. Understanding and connecting with your children unveils the path to fulfilling their needs and aiding their self-discovery. Is there anyone who seems to understand you better than your closest confidant? Chances are, your mind drew a blank. Despite any differences, this person recognizes, accepts, and loves you for who you truly are. Building a similar bridge of understanding and acceptance is the crux of showing up for children. It entails parents delving deep to know their children comprehensively and then tailoring their support to meet the unique needs of each child. However, achieving this level of understanding is no small feat. Often, parents' personal ambitions and biases cloud their ability to see their children clearly. Imagine a father so fixated on his dream of his son being a college athlete that he overlooks the boy's genuine interest in music. Or consider a mother hastily attributing her daughter's poor academic performance to laziness, oblivious to the girl's struggle with social integration at school, which fuels her anxiety and lack of motivation. These misalignments do more than strain the parent-child relationship. They risk skewing the child's self-perception. The student, labeled as lazy, for instance, might begin to adopt this unfounded belief about herself. To transcend superficial understandings and genuinely resonate with your children's needs, a keen sense of curiosity and observation is required. This process involves more than superficial assessments. It demands a willingness to delve beneath the surface, unraveling the motivations behind your children's actions without haste or prejudice. Yet, observing your children's actions is just one piece of the puzzle. Engaging directly with them to hear their thoughts and feelings firsthand is equally insightful. Creating spaces for open dialogue, where your children can voice their experiences and perspectives, is invaluable. This could be during moments of quiet before bed, the journey back from school, or around the dinner table. Such conversations may not always yield profound revelations immediately, and some children might need gentle prompts to share their inner thoughts. Nevertheless, by fostering these opportunities for expression, you begin to peel back the layers of your children's personalities, equipping yourself with the understanding needed to support them effectively. This approach not only fortifies the parent-child bond, but also aids children in their journey of self-discovery and growth. Part 4. Comforting children through their turmoil paves the way for emotional resilience and self-regulation. Imagine witnessing a scene in a crowded mall where a toddler's frustration boils over into a full-scale tantrum. Amidst the turmoil, his mother tries to quell the storm with a barrage of threats, only to find her efforts counterproductive as the child's distress escalates. Unbeknownst to the exasperated mother, adopting a soothing approach could not only alleviate the current situation, but also arm her child with tools to better handle future emotional challenges. When children's emotional upheavals are met with understanding and compassion, it fosters their resilience and enhances their capacity to navigate distress. This principle was vividly illustrated in a collaboration with a Texas school district, where educators shifted their strategy towards student outbursts from punitive measures to comfort and understanding. The results were enlightening. Children responded more favorably to soothing, showing quicker recovery from emotional spikes and, over time, exhibited a decrease in the severity and frequency of such episodes. This evolution was a testament to the power of teaching children self-soothing techniques. Parents can play a pivotal role in this learning process by equipping their children with a toolkit for emotional self-regulation. This starts with establishing a safe space within the home where the child can retreat to process their feelings, a corner decidedly different from a punitive timeout area. Adding to this emotional toolkit could be a calming melody or playlist that resonates with the child. Engaging in physical activity like bouncing a ball or a brief sprint can also be incredibly therapeutic, leveraging motion to channel and dissipate emotional energy effectively. Crucially, ensuring that children know they have a reliable line of communication open with their parents, possibly through a predetermined signal or code word, fortifies this support system. When a child signals distress or experiences an emotional outburst, the parent's response becomes the linchpin, It's about more than mere presence. It's about engagement through active listening, verbal reassurances, and physically reassuring gestures like a gentle touch or a warm hug. Positioning oneself at the child's eye level can further alleviate tension, embodying a posture of solidarity and understanding. Embedding empathy in these interactions is key. When children are consistently met with empathy during their moments of distress, they internalize this approach, learning over time to navigate back to a state of calm independently. This practice doesn't just address the immediate, it lays a cornerstone for developing future emotional intelligence and resilience, enabling children to handle life's emotional upheavals with grace and maturity. Part 5. Fostering a child's sense of security sets the stage for a life full of exploration and resilience. Picture yourself at a skate park, gearing up to try skateboarding for the very first time. Your friend demonstrates some slick moves, then hands you the board. Hesitation kicks in. The fear of falling looms large. But imagine if, along with the board, you're handed a helmet and knee pads. Suddenly, the task doesn't seem quite as daunting. Yes, the risk of tumbling remains, but the protective gear imparts a sense of safety, encouraging you to take the leap. This analogy resonates deeply when we consider how continuously showing up for children, making them feel safe, seen, and soothed, has a profound impact. It equips them, much like protective gear, with a sense of security that emboldens them to navigate the broader world. Further, this nurturing foundation influences brain development, forging a resilient nervous system adept at handling life's inevitable stresses. Mirroring the securely attached infant in the infant strange situation test, these children are primed for thriving interactions and relationships as they grow. Maintaining and nurturing this sense of security throughout a child's development demands an ongoing commitment to the relationship. This entails being vigilantly present, especially during pivotal moments, be it the anxious anticipation of a first sports event, the sorrow of a first heartbreak, or even when the child's frustration is directed toward you. Each instance where you show up, you reinforce their sense of being cherished and bolster their security. A robust sense of security empowers children with the courage to explore and absorb new experiences, knowing they have a steadfast support system to fall back on should they falter. Consider the instance of a reserved child venturing into his first playdate, with his mother choosing to stay close by. Initially, the child might oscillate between attempting to engage and retreating to the comfort of his mother's presence. This dance of advancing and withdrawing might recur throughout the playdate. However, bolstered by the knowledge of his mother's unwavering support, the child gradually gains the confidence necessary to fully engage with his peers, secure in the understanding that help is at hand for challenges too big to face alone. Such resilient support, when consistently provided, not only nurtures an enhanced external sense of security, but also facilitates the internalization of these feelings. Over time, children learn to integrate this foundational support into their psyche, growing into adults who feel competent, valued, and assured that, regardless of life's obstacles, they possess the inner resources to persevere and prevail. Final summary. The essence of these insights lies in the profound significance of tuning into the unique emotional landscapes and necessities of our children. For parents and caregivers, this means delving deep to comprehend and appreciate the individuality of each child they are nurturing. When this level of understanding and responsiveness is achieved, it lays the foundation for a robust and meaningful relationship. As a result, children are imbued with a sense of being deeply understood and cherished. This nurturing environment fosters a sense of security and value in them, which are pivotal attributes for navigating the complexities and challenges of life with confidence and resilience. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery, as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.